Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How can we help our loved ones in assisted living during a COVID holiday season? Let's go in depth with Melissa Wiebengay with Edencrest at the Legacy Norwalk. Melissa, what's Edencrest at the Legacy?
It is an assisted living and memory care community.
All right, assisted living, meaning people that need somebody around most of the time that can do some things on their own but might not be able to handle everything they could at a younger age. Is that right?
Correct. Or don't want to be handling all of those things. So if I have the option of having someone provide 3 delicious meals a day and housekeeping and laundry, I would definitely take those kind of options. Saving strength for their independence on the things they want to do instead of those basic necessity things.
That is really important for, you know, our seniors or, you know, sometimes people that aren't so old that sometimes need a little bit of help.
Exactly. And so maybe they are in their early 70s even and just don't want to be zapping their strength if they have, you know, an illness like MS or COPD, and they're struggling with some of those items, and then they don't get to continue doing the things they really love, crafting projects or woodworking or whatever it is they really enjoy, but they're spending all their energy doing their basic necessities. You know, cooking, cleaning for someone who has COPD or MS or, you know, any of those progressive type illnesses. That way we can help them maintain independence and still have that sense of fulfillment and happiness that they're getting to enjoy their life.
And the memory care part is something that, I mean, has to do with Alzheimer's and just general aging. I had an aunt in memory care. My grandma was in memory care, that kind of thing.
Correct. All forms of dementia, even like Parkinson's or other illnesses that have kind of dementia-related symptoms. So, you know, Parkinson's and some extended heart disease and things that can provide dementia-like symptoms, those would all be appropriate diagnoses for our memory care program, because it's more about, again, having that smaller, less stimulus environment, so it's not quite so distracting or anxiety producing, and just making sure that we know those people really well, that we can provide one-on-one and prompting for them. So again, it's about maintaining that independence. Your brain is a muscle like any other, and it's use it or lose it. So we want to make sure that we are meeting those people in their dementia process and stimulating their muscles, both brain and body.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Melissa Wiebengay with Edencrest at the Legacy about how we can help our loved ones in assisted living during a COVID holiday season. Well, and when we go into memory care or assisted living, and many or most of us will, we're still the same people that need love and attention and our family and just social interactions. And this has been a tough year, hasn't it?
It really has, and I think what you just said is probably one of the most important things for me to educate people on. Just because we're aging doesn't mean we lose those vital pieces of ourselves, that we still need that sense of fulfillment that doesn't always come just from our families, but from those accomplishments and the people around us and friendships and those interactions. So, yeah, just making sure that everyone is provided with that opportunity, because again, we come back to that social isolation that we want to make sure that people are still feeling that sense of fulfillment and activity, and they're not getting bored and depressed and and all of those things that come along with social isolation.
I just keep thinking about, oh, my aunt in particular, she was in memory care longer. And when my kids were little, when we would walk in to see her, everybody would light up and everybody would want the social interaction with the kids, and my kids were great. And it was just, wonderful for me to be able to be there and watch everybody interact. And a lot of that's gone this year, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. And we're a fairly small community, so we only have a total of 40 apartments in the entire building. And so not only do our staff, our coordinating, their leadership team, get to know the families of the residents, but they get to know each other. Not only do her neighbor get to know the family, then the families get to know each other, and the daughters are calling and texting each other, oh, are you going to go to this event at Eden Crest this weekend? I'll see you there. And those kinds of friendships build as well. It's really a sense of community, and we're all missing those interactions. We're doing everything we can to keep people connected. So we utilize an electronic medical record system that our staff carries Apple iPads. And so we can schedule FaceTime meetings, video chats for the residents with their families. Our staff organizes that. But also in the, we've had a few nicknames for it. We've called it the kissing booth, and we've called it Santa's workshop, and different things. But creating that environment where our families can stay connected at least to each other, not, the interactive family groups that we've had in the past, but making sure that they can see each other face to face is so important for the mental health of everyone.
Well, what's the current state of visitation? I guess I haven't kept up with what the governor's proclamation's been saying.
So right now, the Iowa Department of Public Health guidelines are based on two factors. One, the county infection rates, which in Warren County, the last I saw at the end of last week was like 15.7, 15.8, and they have to be below 10% to be able to do visits inside of the community. The other factors are community-based. So if our community has any COVID confirmed cases, and that's staff or residents, then we go back to square one and we're not allowed inside visits. So knock on wood, we've done a great job of mitigating the virus from coming into our community. We do not have any confirmed cases at this point in time, and we are working very, very, very hard to keep it that way. But so if the county numbers were to drop, we would be able to go back to having inside visits.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Melissa Wiebengay with Eden Crest at the Legacy about how we can help our loved ones in assisted living during a COVID holiday season. Well, and the sooner all of us wear our masks, get our vaccinations, do socially distance, the quicker we can get back to normal.
Absolutely.
And so what can people, that can't come in person and visit their loved ones? You've said that there's FaceTime events, there's different things online. What else can we do?
Actually, there are some great, equipment you could use. There are a couple of opportunities. One is the Alexa C, and then there are a couple of other chat, I guess you'd call it hardware. They're video monitors that you can put in your loved one's apartment, and you can drop in on them and you just appear on their screen and they don't have to touch anything. It doesn't have to be scheduled. So we've been recommending those as great Christmas present ideas for seniors. It gives them, the person, the family member, the opportunity to drop in and do a video chat without the senior needing to be tech savvy or push any buttons or, you know, any of that. So it makes it very user-friendly on both ends. So that's definitely an option. And again, our visiting booth, if your assisted living community that your family is participating in, I would definitely take the idea to them. So if you wanted to look on our Facebook page at Eden Crest as a Legacy, you would see that visiting booth. So it's enclosed on three sides and has a roof. People can come in, sit, communicate through plexiglass windows. It's really an ingenious kind of thing. They can come in from our patio. But there's always the option of window visits. Now, I winter, and depending on how your wind goes, that's not always the most conducive way to visit your loved one, to talk on the phone to them through the window. But definitely being able to, at the very least, talk on the phone and stay connected that way definitely helps everyone involved to feel not so isolated or out of the loop or just disconnected from the family member that they were used to going and visiting at least once a week, if not every day on the way home. You know, drop in and say hello, check on them. What'd you have for lunch today? Did you win at bingo? Those kinds of daily connections, you can do that through video chat.
Well, in this time of year, we really have to pay attention to each other, whether we're in assisted living or not. I mean, a lot of people thrive during the holiday season, but some people, it's a sad time for them. Some people, mm-hmm. I mean, what do they call it? Seasonal disaffective disorder or something like that?
Yeah, the acronym SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder. It is, because especially for seniors who have so many years of memories that of people that they might have lost, whether it's a spouse or children or good friends, some people really thrive and have great memories, and other people handle those memories in a different way, and it can be very, very difficult. This is a tough time of year for a lot of seniors. So just, you know, being able to have that temperature check, how you doing, how you feeling, is super important. Even if we're talking a neighbor or someone you know from church, just being able to check in on all the seniors that you know in your life and making sure that they have what they need and that they're doing okay. It's that mental temperature check.
Well, and this is during the pandemic, it's your staff has had to take on additional responsibility. How are they doing? How are you and the staff doing?
Well, you know, we've put a lot of effort into employee appreciation over this time. But one of the things I'm most proud about our community is that we are truly a family, that we have always kind of adopted everyone who lives in our community as grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, sisters, whatever the case may be. But that's an especially important relationship this year. One of our resident assistants brings her dog in every Friday. She's trained a therapy dog, and that's been super helpful. Great dog, sits in the laps of our residents and just is cuddle bug, and you know, that's always a pickup. Everybody looks forward to that. So finding those new ways, kind of outside the box thinking, to do a pick me up, that we're always looking for ideas and suggestions.
Any special celebrations happening, you know, in the facility over the next couple weeks?
Well, you know, we have an excellent life enrichment coordinator. Shannon is very engaged with our residents. She keeps them very involved. We have multiple activities a day. Our expectation is around 6 minimum. So sometimes that's, you know, a smaller activity in memory care or one-on-one in memory care. And sometimes it is bigger group activities. Right up until the weather turned on us, they were you know, doing little neighborhood walks up and down the street for those who were able to do that. A lot of bus rides going on to get them out of the community, even if it's not stopping anywhere, or, you know, going on the regular shopping trips and, you know, theater nights and things like that that we had done in the past, but just getting out and going for a ride and seeing what's happening with the crops and with the leaves and different things that our residents really enjoy, seeing how things change. And, you know, being in an area like we are that is growing in Norwalk and Indianola, they really enjoy seeing the changes and going through the old neighborhoods that haven't seen so much change, that they really appreciate, you know, going past their farm or their old home. So just being able to do those kinds of activities is helpful for the morale of our people as well.
Well, now, as we close, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
You know, I think as we go through this process, asking everyone to wear their masks and to follow the guidelines that are put forth by our Iowa Department of Public Health and our governor's proclamations, we are looking at being able to, by the end of the year, vaccinate our people, which I think is an amazing thing and will be helpful in being able to reopen and to be able to invite the families in and remake those connections. But just having everyone be aware of the seniors around them and what they could potentially be going through, I think is a great message for everyone at this time of year.
Thanks to Melissa Wiebengay for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.